The wait is finally over. It's time for the Pride 48 Summer Live Streaming Weekend to fill your ears. Listen to all your favorite podcasters streaming live for your aural pleasure.
What?
Aural. A-U-R-A-L.
Oh, I thought it was dirty.
No. Join us June 23rd through the 25th to take part in all the fun. Don't miss a single show. For more information and scheduling, go to pride48.com.
I thought it was O-R-A-L, you know, aura.
Yes, we all know what you thought.
Live from the Pride 48 studios, high atop the universe or wherever it is, it's time for Dubious Intent to come streaming at you through the internet. And I'm supposed to say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone, or whatever the time of day it is where you're from. We're glad you joined us today. Dubious Intent is brought to you by brand new, spanking new audio setup that may or may not work. If you would like your very own brand new spanking audio setup, go over to brandnewspankingaudiosetup.com and use the very special listener discount code Dubious for a very special discount. I think I said that already. Hello, everyone. My name is Adam, and I'm your host. I'm joined tonight from the brand spanking new audio-free state of New York by the one and only Mr. Toppy Smelly. Hello, Toppy.
Oh, Adam. Hey, thanks for having me. Look at you.
Hey.
You're cute as ever. I got video, folks, and I can see Adam. And he's got the reverse cap, just the way you picture him, except for one thing that you may not picture. He's scruffy. He's got the scruffy beard going, except it's more than scruff. It's actually a beard.
Yeah, well, man. I've talked about this before, but I'm going with various stages. If I raise my mouth, then I'm not talking into the microphone. But if I shave under my chin and my neck, and then I leave the little, you know, the beard, the chin strap. Is that called a chin strap when you shave underneath? And then
I've never heard it referred to as a chin strap.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's a chin strap, maybe it's not, but that's what I do. So I shave under there, but I haven't shaved under there in a couple of days because I'm getting lazy. What happened is I've explained this before, so I won't go into detail, but I had a reason that I couldn't shave my mustache, and I thought, you know what? I haven't tried a beard ever in my life. And so I thought, you know what? I will just go ahead and try a beard.
Yeah.
And so basically that is what happened.
Well, I recall you talking about this. And of course, at that time I did not have video. And so I tried to picture you with a beard. But now that I'm seeing you, it does look good.
Well, thank you. And that is the reason that I kept it, is because I'm an attention whore and I'm a compliment whore and I'm just a whatever kind of whore you want to put on there, you know, it's like, and so after I started growing it, I started getting all these compliments at work and everywhere. Everybody was like, oh my God, Adam, you look so good with a beard. Now, the one thing that was not a compliment, well, I did not take it as a compliment, is my manager or my director, actually, she's the manager of my manager. She said, you don't look like a little boy anymore. It makes you look older. Well, I don't think looking older is a compliment. Some people, you know, in the corporate world, she's probably thinking, oh, it makes you look more, you know, whatever, like
mature,
competent. You know. Yeah. Something like that. And, you know, I forgot to do something at the beginning of the show, and we've already started the show and it's really too late me to do that.
No, it's never too late, Adam. What did you forget?
Well, I was going to play something, but I don't even know like if it'll work or where it'll play to if I try to play it.
Try. Let's see.
The wait is finally over. It's time for the Pride 48 Summer Live Streaming Weekend to fill your ears. Listen to all your favorite podcasters streaming live for your aural pleasure.
What?
Aural. A-U-R-A-L.
Oh, I thought it was dirty.
No. Join us June 23rd through the 25th to take part in all the fun. Don't miss a single show. For more information and scheduling, go to pride48.com.
I thought it was O-R-A-L, you know, aura.
Yes, we all know what you thought.
Hey, now in the chat room, this is perfect. Adam, this is perfect. We have Ghostbuster in the chat room who has been wondering who Auntie Vera Charles is or who Conscience is. And Ghostbuster, that was Auntie Vera Charles and Conscience that you just heard.
Now, I meant to play that at the beginning, and maybe I'll go back through the magic of editing and like edit that into the beginning later. But the Auntie Vera Charles has graciously created a little promo bumper. And I actually, Toppy, I have to tell you something because I was really torn because the other. So I asked Auntie last week, I emailed Auntie Vera and I said, Auntie Vera, could you please do me a favor, you know, and I was on hands and knees. I was begging. I was pleading. I was like, please, oh, please, Auntie Vera, could you do me a favor? And he's like, oh, I guess, you know. And so I said, can you do a little promotional bumper for the Pride 48 streaming weekend? No. And I said, I'll provide you with a script. And he graciously said, yes, he would do that. And then the very next day after I asked him that, you emailed me, Mr. Toppy Smelly.
I did.
And you said, hey, I've done this neat little bumper if you want to share it with everyone. And so now,
completely unsolicited. So therefore, you do not have to have this, whatever you're going to tell me.
So then tonight.
Yes.
So then tonight when I'm thinking, okay, I need to promote the Pride 48 weekend, and Auntie Vera had literally, like, I don't know, at 2 hours ago emailed me and said, Adam, the voiceover is done for the, you know, for the promotional thing. And I was like, oh, crap. Okay. Toppy's on the show tonight and he did a promotional thing. Auntie Vera, just fresh, hot off the presses, has done a voiceover. Now I have two voiceovers and two people to please, and I'm a people pleaser.
You are.
For people who don't, I am a people pleaser. So I'm just going to please everyone right now.
Oh, yes, all right.
It's happening.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, this is a journey into sound.
Starting June 23rd, ending June 25th.
2017.
This one's explosive.
It's the Pride 48 2017 Summer Live Streaming Weekend!
All your favorite little shoes.
Streaming live!
June 23rd, 24th, and 25th.
Why can't I have a candy bar?
Stand by for all of this and more.
For the latest information, go to pride48.com.
We are not judging the quality of either one of them. I love both of them. I just wanted to play both of them because I want to make sure that I please everyone. So Auntie Vera Charles's bumper will go on the website tonight. And hope everyone uses, you know what? I hope it's bookended. I hope one of them goes on the front and one of them goes on the back. Now, I don't know whether Auntie Vera likes to be at the top of a show or at the bottom of a show.
I heard he was a top.
But, you know, so maybe Auntie Vera needs to go at the top of the show and Toppy needs to go at the bottom of the show.
All right. There you go.
I'm not sure. I don't know these things, but both of them are going to be there.
I just want to say to Ghostbuster, our wonderful beloved Auntie Vera was podcasting long before I, and Conscience was born long before any character I ever came up with. That's the history there, Ghostbuster.
I always feel honored anytime Conscience does anything for me because, you know, it's like, you know, now Auntie Vera, I can get him to do pretty much anything. But now Conscience is a little bit more difficult to get to appear. I was so honored the Pride 48 when Auntie Vera was not there, was not in attendance, but Conscience actually did a little skit with me. I think Auntie Vera and Conscience, I don't even remember. See, I love Conscience so much that I know he was there, but I'm not sure if Auntie Vera was there. Anyway. Anyway, so what I was going to talk about, and was your Trello card the thing you've already said?
No.
Okay, good.
I got something else to say.
All right, so just getting us kicked off. So first of all, thank you so much for joining me. As I said before we started recording, I think the chat room will, you know, the size of the chat room will be predicated.
Sure. Why not?
Sure. Predicated by, I'm reading the chat room and I can't think.
No, it's fine. One thing at a time.
So I don't remember what I was saying, but what I was saying in the chat room before is that I'm trying a new audio setup. We're going to go with that. We're going to go with new audio setup because I don't remember what I was saying.
Now, I'm very curious about this, Adam. You seem very proud of it. You seem bursting at the seams to tell us all about it.
Well,
go.
I am. So I had found a few months ago this new audio program that allows you to, and this is going to get really geeky, so I will try to be super not geeky and say, all right. As ungeeky as I can be, it allows you to route various sounds from your computer without having to have an external anything to do it. So you can say, okay, YouTube, I want you to play here. Skype, I want you to play here. USB microphone, I want you to be here. And then what you can do is you can record all of that, and it records it all in different tracks.
Oh.
And so when we're done, theoretically, if it works, because, you know, it may or may not work. And I have a backup recording just in case. If it works, then I will pull that audio and I will have a track for me. I will have a track for you. I'll have a track for YouTube. I'll have a track for every little thing.
My very own track.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever done that for me.
Well, you should feel special. So I tested it out earlier today and it worked. And theoretically, if everything is routing correctly now, because it may or may not work in real time. Anytime I try something for the first time, there's a good probability that it's going to fail. So I'm doing that. If you're listening to the podcast, then you got some recording. You don't know whether it was the multi-track recording or not, but regardless, that is what I've been doing.
Can I just say, this seems absolutely brilliant, first of all. And I would love to have the know-how to do that myself. But I don't. But I'm envious, Adam. I wish I could do that sort of thing.
Well, I'm gonna make a video and some things of that nature, hopefully, and put on the website, because I want to start putting some technical stuff on the website. The main thing that I've been having a lot of problems with, I'm getting too technical, but I've been having audio issues, and I was thinking if I could just do it with an application on the computer instead of, you know, all of the 3,000 computers that I normally use and all of that, maybe it would fix some of my audio issues that I've been having. And also, if it's recording multi-track, then, you know, I can edit them separately. And, you know, that way, if there is a problem with your audio or my audio or whatever, then I can go in and tweak each one individually. Because
now,
I like
now
to
see. Yeah. No, because I, being a podcaster too, and I do not have that ability. I get my tracks together. I cannot tweak them individually. And I would like to be able to track them individually, but I can't. I don't know how.
Well, one day, maybe. When I get this working, I will show. If you have a Windows, this is a Windows program, but
That's what I got.
Well, there you go. Because there's a solution for Mac. All these people who use Mac, they use Audio Hijack or whatever that software is.
I have a Mac. I'm better than... Oh, yeah, go ahead.
So there you go. So hopefully this worked and that completely bored any of the listeners that I possibly had remaining.
No, snoozing now.
But...
No.
What would you like to talk about? There, you in the Trello here, I see first impressions. Toffee.
Yes, let me go with that first. But before I get into that, because folks in the chat room, those listening, I have this wonderful little opportunity to see Adam on the video screen, thanks to the interwebs. And I want to describe, because I don't know if anyone ever has, what I see here. Now, it's all very interesting. First of all, Adam is drinking Mountain Dew.
I am. You're right.
Now, there's very interesting things that I see here. Some of them I will need an explanation for. But look, first of all, Adam, it looks perfectly clean. It looks like you just did. You have special effects lighting in the back, like this blue light that shines on the curtain.
Oh, watch very this. You'll be even more impressed. I'm going to reach over here.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I know.
It's green now.
I know, right?
Oh, my God. Oh, it's violet and pink.
Yeah, I can change that. I can. Yeah, it's my set. Anyway, go on with your description.
Well, it's just more lavish praise, Adam. But I am curious about the structure behind you. To me, it looks like a deck of video screens and lights. But I'm not sure what I'm seeing there. Can you please describe this structure?
Well, it's not actually finished. If you look at the bottom row, you see strands.
Yes.
So to describe, some people have seen my little set. You know, it's funny how much work I put into this set, and I do zero video from this room, like none. But one day. I will do video in this room. Maybe that how-to video for that audio thing, I will have a little bit of video of me to start the video so everyone will see the studio.
Yeah.
But no, behind me, so what it is, it is a shelving unit that has the square, like it's a 3x3 square shelf.
Yeah.
And I've put LED strips in the back of each one of the shelves. And those can also change colors, but I don't have my remote right here. So anyway, but from the bottom row, you're seeing the actual strips. And I didn't want the strips to be seen.
Oh, so, I see.
So what I did is I decided, oh, I'm going to do this little craft project. And I cut out, I bought the really thick poster board with the foam core poster board, and I cut it the size of those openings, and then I cut a window out in it, and I put wax paper in there.
Yes.
And then I pushed that in each one of those squares to make it look like a solid light.
Well, let me just tell you, the effect is pleasurable. It looks wonderful. So what I'm seeing is that last row is unfinished, what you're saying.
It's been unfinished for months, but yeah, it's unfinished. But one day when I do an actual video from this room, that row will be fine. And actually, I did have some little knickknacks on the shelves. And because
You got like an award. In the center square, Adam, I swear I see some kind of award. I don't know what that, but it looks like it's an award.
You know, no, it's not an award. You know those, what are they? I don't even remember what it's called. But the glass globe things that have little electrical pulses coming out of this middle thing. They're real popular in the 80s and 90s. And you touch a Tesla coil, I think is what it's called. And you touch your finger to the glass and it goes meow, meow, and it makes a little line to your finger.
Oh, okay. You're right. That is, now that you've described it, that is what it looks like. But anyways, bravo to you, because the total effect is, once you complete it, Adam, it'll be perfecto. So, no, really, it's just, it looks good there.
Well, thank you.
It looks good.
I appreciate it. And no one can see it. If anyone wants to see it, you'll have to be my co-host on an episode of Dubious Intent. So if anyone wants to see my studio, then, you know.
Yeah. Now, as far as the first impressions, Adam, I put in the Trello, because I think all of us co-hosts have to have this theory now, and I wanted to fit in, and I have a theory about how many, many, many moons ago I first heard Adam Burns in a podcast.
Okay.
Yeah. And so this was circa 19. No, wait a minute. That's too far back. 2007, 2008. It must have been maybe late 2007, early 2008. That's when I first found out about podcasts and started to download things. Now, somehow, don't ask me how, I found the podcast, and Adam, you're going to have to tell me what I think it was called, the Adam and Maddie Show.
Yep. That's how creative I am. When I have a show, I just name it the, okay, let's see who's in it. Adam is in it. Maddie is in it. So let's see. What's a good name for my podcast? Okay. The Adam and Maddie Show.
Maddie Show. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, I have no idea how far into the run that I listened, but I do know that shortly after I found you, you were gone. Now, there was this epic, I don't know, I must have been on dubious intent with you and Daniel Brewer, but he launched into this fascinating story about this live show you and Maddie did when havoc struck. And I guess Maddie was, I don't know, just he was, I don't know, he was tweaked or something, but he went crazy. And this all got caught live on the air. And Daniel Brewer was listening and he was worried about you. Anyway, it was just a wonderful, oh my God, the story kept me on pins and needles. And I don't want to get into that again because I'm sure you don't want to. But yeah, I just always remember the story that Daniel told about all that. But I remember listening to the Adam and Maddie Show. And I always think, you know, if only I had had the gumption, if only I had come forward, if only I had reached out to you, Adam, at that early stage, perhaps you and I might have founded Pride 48.
Well, it could have, literally, Daniel and I just started, he started listening to the Adam and Maddie Show, and yeah. I started listening to Dubious Intent. And I think we called each other's voicemail lines a couple of times or something like that.
Probably.
And we met. And then, you know, one night, Daniel was in a drunken stupor, you know, as he, no, I'm just kidding. Daniel, I know you're listening and I love you. And I'm sure you were not in a drunken stupor. That was Maddie. But anyway, Daniel and I were having a late night conversation and that is how Pride 48 was born. And yeah, the Adam and Maddie, I have a tendency to pick dramatic men.
I was telling
Joe Batanz on the last episode that I, you know, I'm a fairly laid back individual. Like I've had a lot of drama happen in my life and I think I've taken it all kind of in stride, you know?
Yeah. Take it. Yeah.
But I yes, exactly. But I, you know, I have men in my life that are affected by things. And Maddie was having an evening and he had a little bit to drink and, you know, drama happened and I may or may not have forgotten to disconnect the stream. So.
Oh my God. Oh my God. That description that Brewer told of that evening that went on, you know, I mean, it was epic. And so that's all. First impressions, that was a long time ago. And it was, I don't know, quite some time, a couple years until I ran into you again as Pride 48 was opening.
Did you say, oh, my God, it's the famous Adam from the Adam and Maddie Show?
Not well, I did. I recognized you from there. And that was a long time ago.
I learned podcasting.
Yeah.
From Justin from Drink Till We're Funny.
Oh, I remember that show.
Yeah. I had already started like doing research and I think everybody at one time read the Podcasting Bible. I don't know if you ever read that, but it was a book that was going around the community at the time, you know, how to get set up and all that, how to get your RSS feed going and everything.
Yeah, I came much later, so I never saw that.
And, you know, and I had been listening to Drink Till We're Funny and I loved that show and I contacted them at some point and Justin, that's not his real name, but you know, other than me, like everyone else goes by, actually he doesn't listen to this. So I'm going to tell you guys a little secret about Justin from Drink Till We're Funny.
A secret. Oh, folks,
I probably said this before on some other show, but I don't think I've ever said it on Dubious Intent.
No, okay.
Justin's name in real life
is Hermie.
Is much worse than his name on. If I were him, I would have just changed my name to Justin because his name in real life is just not a nice name.
Oh.
Well, he doesn't. Justin, if you're listening, I love you just like I love Daniel. But, you know, change your name to Justin. It's fine. It's fine. You know, it's fine because.
Oh, wait a minute. Now you got to spill the beans here. What is this name?
No, I can't. I cannot out a podcaster with a real name.
Right. Jesus. Now I'm going to have to wonder all this time.
I can tell you when we're not recording.
Right.
Or you know what I could do? I could. Oh, that's going to be work for me. Okay. Let me look and see his name is. Are you ready?
Yeah.
His name is. I'm looking at the time code so I can bleep this out. His name is.
Oh, now wait just a minute. All right, continue. Go ahead.
Your name's not
No.
Oh, now I'm going to have to beep it twice. I'm not a fan of that name. he probably listens to this show. Anyway, I think Justin is a much sexier name. I just think Justin was a great choice for him.
Okay.
And he all should right. just change his name. That's all I'm saying.
I know it's personal preference, but I got to say, Adam, I've never, to me, sounds like a very nice name.
Well, you know, as my grandma used to say, everybody for their own thing, honey. Everybody for their own thing. That's what she'd say.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all. But so, Toppy.
Yeah.
I want to get your opinion on something. And I'm jumping around here. So that's at work. Fine. We had a dress code that was basically you had to have a collared shirt. You Ooh. Could, and when I first started there, you had to wear some kind of dress pant, like khakis or, you know, something like that.
How about slacks?
Slacks.
Did you wear slacks?
Slacks, yes. And you could wear that and, you know, no tennis shoes, but you could, you know, any kind of shoes that were not tennis shoes. And then about a year or two in, they're like, oh, you know, we're a technology department. We need to, and only technology is in my building. So they're like, we need to get a little bit more hip. And so they were like, okay, you can, oh, my phone's ringing. You can wear jeans.
Oh.
And so I was cool with that because I love to wear jeans. So I was like, great, you know, I can wear jeans. And now... We got a new CTO of our organization and he ran the California office. And so, you know, California is real laid back and all those tech companies, they wear whatever they want. They have foosball tables and pool tables and everything right in the middle of there. You know, they're having conferences while playing poker or something, right?
They're wacky out there in the California.
They're wacky.
And Vera Charles not included. Go ahead.
And so he decided from on high, he's like, you know what? I'm taking away the dress code completely. Wear whatever makes you feel comfortable.
Oh, my God.
As long as it's not offensive, you know, et cetera. You know, so.
Oh, there had to be an as long as.
Well, you know, because you don't want people coming into work wearing, you know, lick my twat or something, you know, on their. Well,
or on even their, like a what do you call those shirts? Where you lift up your arms and you can see your armpit hair. What's
I have never heard of a shirt like that. I don't
know. What are those shirts called?
No. What shirt are you talking about? Like a tank top, you mean?
Yes. Thank you. A tank top.
I thought you meant literally like you have a sleeved shirt with a hole right in the armpit. So your armpit hair hangs out.
Mr. Mike, 1972, that's how I know it by. You wear a wife beater t-shirt. It's like Marlon Brando wore when he said, Stella. And, anyways, but you can't wear that. Surely you can't wear.
Well, I mean, I don't know. He wasn't clear. He's just like, whatever makes you comfortable in doing your job, as long as it's not offensive. I think you wouldn't want titties hanging out or anything like that if you were
what
a girl.
About a tube top?
But so now there, I have this dilemma because I love to wear baseball caps.
Dresses. Oh, baseball. Yes, you
as
do.
As you can see.
You do like to wear those.
I actually don't wear them that often. I mean, all week long during work, I don't wear a baseball cap. And, you know, Sundays when I go to church, I don't wear a baseball. So I just wear a baseball cap one or two days a week.
Yes.
But I do enjoy, because, you know, then I don't have to fix my hair and I think I look cute in one. I don't have to worry about when, you know, anyway, so I like it. But I was walking through the halls today and I saw a young guy, probably a developer, walking through with a baseball cap on. And I've been thinking ever since this dress code changed, I've been thinking I would love to be able to wear a baseball cap at work. And Tim in Alaska is leaving the chat room. Bye, Tim. Anyway, so
bye. But I think the sun is just setting in Alaska right now.
He's going to go look at the aurora borealis, or what is that? What it's called? The lights.
It's called that.
And
the northern lights. He's always talking about that. Jesus.
He was making. Anyways. Who does this? He was making homemade pork rinds earlier.
Nobody does that.
And I bet he's like Martha Stewart. I swear to God, I bet he has pigs in the back field that he goes out and like skins when he makes his pork rinds.
Skins? Well, I don't. Were they really those kinds of pork rinds?
I thought he was making like real pork rinds. Like
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know. Yeah, I didn't. I'm sure he posted photos. But anyway, so I have this dilemma because I am at a point in my career where I feel like for upward mobility purposes and to have at least a little bit of a professional kind of aura about me, I don't need to come in wearing a backwards baseball cap.
Oh well,
but now
okay.
I've been given the freedom to do so, but I think that some of these old school managers, if I were to come in wearing that, that might hurt my chances. That might hurt my credibility, and it might hurt my chances at future promotions. So I look at these other people who are coming in their flip-flops and baseball caps and, you know, everything, shorts and all this kind of stuff, and I think, well, that's good for you. But I don't think that I just don't think I can do that. So even though they've like completely relaxed the dress code, I still feel like I need to at least wear a polo shirt and some nice jeans. No hat.
You have chosen the right path because this is a frequently used trick by management. They want to see how low you'll go. Now, you've taken the high road, even though you've been given permission to wear flip-flops. You have chosen not to. And I'm telling you, that's the smart way. You want to keep it up there, even though you don't want to wear the tube tops. And put the tube top on.
And I really, as soon as I come home, I throw on the tube top. I mean,
that's fine.
Tube top and a backwards baseball cap. I mean, that is what I do on a daily. Well, you know, it's in the evening because it's when I get back from work. But I don't know.
There's limits.
So I just look around and with jealousy of, all of these people, all of these people getting to wear exactly, they can just sit and look pretty and whatever they want.
Yeah.
And me, I'm just, I'm like, no, I got to at least have a little bit of a professional look about me.
There you go. And that's what they'll remember about you, Adam.
They'll be like, that Adam, that scruffy beard and that professional look he had about him. It's great. Yes. So a couple more quick things. I have been feverishly practicing my trumpet for the past couple of weeks because I was asked to play in a wedding and I have tried, foolishly I said yes. Foolishly I said yes.
Yeah.
Because I like to play in weddings. I like classical music. I was like, this will be fun.
Yeah.
However, I thought, it'll just be, it'll be some easy something that I've played before. No problem, and I'll just be able to practice a couple of days before. No big deal. And, it would be, nothing. And it'll be fun. And maybe they'll pay me a little bit and, whatever.
Oh, okay.
Then I finally, and I've had the music for maybe a month. And then like 2 weeks ago, I thought, I better look at that music. Oh my God. I open this up and it is, for people who are musicians, you'll be like, Adam, it's not that hard, but okay. the music has to be transposed, which may not mean anything to anyone, but I'm playing it on a piccolo trumpet. It's not in the correct key. I have to transpose it while I'm playing. It's not slow by any means. It's very challenging.
Oh.
And I've got, you know, a couple of more weeks before the wedding, but I tried everything I could think of to find someone to replace me because music was my major and I'm a good trumpet player, but I'm out of practice. And so, you know,
you felt like you were getting over your head.
Yes. And when I was back in college, I could have played it, no problem. But the stuff that I play now is not that difficult. And I don't want to ruin somebody's wedding. But I've asked everybody I could think of. Everybody's like, oh no, I don't play piccolo trumpet. Oh, I can't. Nope, can't do that week, you know, whatever. And so now I'm feverish. I'm practicing like an hour and a half, 2 hours. Well, not that much. Okay, I'm exaggerating, but I need to be practicing 2 hours a day. I'm practicing about an hour a day.
Oh, okay. An hour a day. All right.
And I had to buy piccolo trumpet is, I don't know if you know what that is, but it's a lot smaller than a regular trumpet.
It's a cute little trumpet.
I had to buy a special practice mute for it so that when we go on our trip to Destin, Florida, and when I go on my business trip, I will be able to practice in the hotel room.
I find that fascinating and sad at the same time.
Well, I have to. And Mr. Mike says, can you not find the sheet music in your key? Well, here's the dilemma, Mr. Mike. I probably could, but I've been so busy that, you know, I thought, I could purchase a program that I could, you know, using OCR or whatever, that I can scan the music and then I can get another piece of software that you can, you know, transpose music and then print it back out. And then, you know, or I can look on all those sheet music stores, but I haven't had time. And I started practicing it, transposing it. And now I think if I buy it, if I find it in the right key and buy it, that now I'm used to the fingerings and stuff in the transposed version. And then I'll have to switch back. So now it's like, I don't know. I'm think maybe I'm just better off just continuing to practice it. I'll play just a tiny little bit.
Oh, you'll
No, not me. From YouTube. I think you'll recognize it. I just didn't expect to have to play something this serious. Okay, here we go. Anyway, it may not sound incredibly difficult.
No, Adam, it sounds incredibly difficult.
But it is hard. It's not, you know, in the scheme of things, it's not like the hardest thing in the, I can play it.
Yeah.
But that one piece of music is about 6 pages long. It's about 8 minutes.
Oh. Okay.
And it's a duet, and I'm playing second, not first. But anyway, but there are a few exposed parts that are really fast, and the finger positions are very tricky. It's hard to describe if you're not a trumpet player. So you're so I'm having to, I'm sitting there with my metronome like really slow and going over and over, and then speeding it up by one, you know, and then because I've got to get it. And I'm at a point where if next week I don't have these spots down that are more challenging, I may have to simplify a few measures.
And I'm
playing with, you know, and no one in the audience will probably know, but the guy who's getting married, this is the other thing. The guy who's getting married.
He's a music expert.
Is a trumpet player.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
And the guy who's playing first trumpet is a graduate trumpet student at our university here. So I'm an IT professional who played, you know, a long time ago. Anyway,
it's no wonder you're stressing out.
Yeah, I'm gonna be on the beach with my piccolo trumpet, playing Vivaldi's Concerto for two trumpets. That is what I'm gonna be doing on my vacation to Destin and, you know, everywhere else.
You are a trooper. I know you will come through this. You will play that piccolo, little trumpet.
Hopefully I will do it justice. We'll see. I mean, luckily, yeah. I'm just a second. So lastly.
All right. Well, but before you go on to a new topic, this is what I would love would happen. I know it's not, but I would love if you took that little thing. You know the name of it, Adam. I don't. But that thing they put on the end of the trumpet when they want to do that jazzy kind of wah, 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 wah. You know what I mean?
It's a harmony. Yeah. It's a harmony.
All right. It's a mute. See, that's how much smarter you are. But I think that is what you should have just to be funny.
Well, I don't think that fits in Vivaldi Concerto, but I mean, it might be funny, but not for the person getting married, probably.
All right, never mind then.
You think? Okay. I do use that. So when I do the show, the musicals. Those have a lot of mutes, and I do use those. So so I do have a Harmon mute.
Oh my God, Adam! Can you see the picture? Is that a piccolo trumpet?
It is a piccolo trumpet. I can show you.
Oh my God! How cute is that? All you gotta, Adam. What's so complicated about that? All you gotta do is press down on four little buttons. How complicated could that be?
Why? Because it's so small?
There's four things you got to push down on. Four.
Yeah, it's...
My God, a recorder has more things that you got to control.
It's this right here.
Yeah.
And I guess you can see that. But I'm stressed.
Kidding. I'm just kidding. Yeah.
It's stressful. So the main thing is I don't want to ruin somebody's wedding. I mean, that is the main thing. But the secondary thing is I don't want to never be asked to play my trumpet ever again at anything else in town. Jesus. You know, I don't want to be known as, that's the trumpet player who ruined, you know, so-and-so's wedding. Don't ask him.
I'm starting to understand the pressure that is on you.
Yeah. Yeah. So lastly, well, in the discussion section, last but not least, now I just want to, for everyone who's listening and thinks, oh my God, Adam, you're just dominating the conversation. Toppy only had one thing. So,
it's fine.
But my last thing is, are you a fan of the old television shows?
Oh my God. The old television shows is the only thing I know, Adam.
So when I was little, an update on the brand new audio thing that records in multiple tracks. Apparently recording multiple tracks takes a lot of space on the computer, and it has decided that it's out of space. So luckily I do have a backup recording, but I'm not going to have the multi-track anyway. So I love old television shows. When I was little, I used to watch. Now, obviously, so these shows came on before I was born, but when I was little, I used to watch Nickelodeon. And they played all these old television shows and stuff like Donna Reed and Mr. Ed.
Mr. Ed.
Dennis the Menace.
Who doesn't like Dennis the Menace?
And so at night, Mark likes to go to bed a lot earlier than me.
Mm-hmm.
And we go to bed together. I mean, he doesn't want to go to bed alone. He wants to go to bed together, and I'm not ready to go to sleep yet. So I will usually watch stuff on my phone after we get in the bed. And so I recently installed Hulu on my phone again, and I've had it for a while, but I just, for whatever reason, it wasn't on my phone, so I installed it. And I open up Hulu, and guess what they showed me? They have a whole plethora.
A plethora of
old television shows.
Yes, they do.
And so every night I've been kind of rotating back and forth. So last night I watched the very first episode of Mr. Ed.
Oh, all right. Now, briefly, because we don't have all the time in the world, but what is the origin story of Mr. Ed coming into the life of this guy?
The story of Mr. Ed coming into the... Okay. So they bought a house. What's his name? And I don't remember their names, but it was a blonde lady and then the architect guy who was the husband.
Yeah. Who's
Wilbur,
who's
I think.
Does have a horse? No, Wilbur's. Yeah, Wilbur's the horse.
No, Ed's the horse.
Whoa, wait a minute. Oh, all right. Yeah, you're right.
Ed is Mr. Ed. Mr. Ed.
Yeah, and he said Wilbur.
Yeah, Wilbur.
All right. Now, how did he come into the lives of these two people?
Well,
did it tell?
Well, kind of. I mean, because the very first episode, they are they're buying a new house.
Oh.
And they get to the house and the next door neighbor tells them, oh, the previous owners had to leave in a hurry and they couldn't get rid of their horse. So they said, you can have the horse with the house if you want to sell it, if you want to whatever, you can do whatever with it you want. The wife wanted him to get rid of it. And then Mr. Ed, but Wilbur didn't want to get rid of the horse. And Mr. Ed was smart enough that when the guy came out to buy the horse, Mr. Ed pretended like he had a lame foot. And then he laid down and then did all this stuff and pretended he was sick. And that was the whole episode.
Yeah.
But I've been watching that. I watched an episode of Dennis the Menace the other night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I got off on one of those tangents. I watched the true Hollywood story of the guy who played Dennis the Menace. And apparently he was a very troubled individual. And
they were all troubled. All those young kids were troubled.
And they
I think that Dennis the Menace, when he got older, killed the grown-up daughter on Family Affair. Jokey was her name, I think.
He killed
Buffy.
Her?
I think so. Went over to that other show and killed. It wasn't Sebastian Cabot, but anyways, you know what I mean. Not Brian Keith, but the girl.
I didn't watch that show. Anyway, so I watched. I got off in a tangent and watched. This true Hollywood story. And apparently, he was very troubled. I think he's through it now. He's still alive, but I think he's like a real estate agent or something now. And Donna Reed.
Donna Reed.
I watched the episode of Donna Reed where Donna was going to be in a play.
Yeah.
And there was this other woman who was given the director of the play, but she really wanted to play the part that Donna got. So she tried to be ridiculous, tried to be so hard on Donna so she would quit.
Yeah.
Anyway, I love those. So now every night I'm going to be watching, I'm going to be rotating. So I don't know. Maybe they've got My Three Sons as well. I might be watching My Three Sons one night.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do.
So I love that. So what was your favorite? So, that kind of time period, what's your favorite show?
Well, I got to say, I mean, it's easy. Well, I feel like it's, I mean, my favorites, for heaven's sakes, like the Dick Van Dyke Show. I love Lucy. My Three Sons. I certainly remember enjoying that a hell of a lot.
Is that when you had your special time or?
No. Well, see, back. So
three
when
sons.
I was. Yeah, My Three Sons.
They were all cute, from what I recall.
They were. Chip was a doll. And so when I was growing up, all this shit had previously aired on prime time and had. Well, they'd gone off the air. So by the time I ran across them, they were syndicated and run hither thither on various channels across the globe. And you could catch them, in the afternoon or whatever when you got back from school or whatever. That's how I caught them, all those old shows.
Well, I also watched them after school, but I watched them on Nickelodeon. Nick at Night. What they called it. And that's how I got all. Now, when you go back to Nickelodeon and they're playing, they still play old shows, but now they're from like after I was an adult. They're like,
Tell me they're old shows when they're just 10 years old. No,
no,
anyway.
A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. Ed. Go right to the source and ask the horse. He'll give you the answer that you endorse. He's always on a steady course. Talk to Mr. Ed.
People yakety-yak and speak and waste their time a day. Oh, that wasn't the extended version. I know all the lines. Let's see. It's a horse is a horse, of course, of course. And no one can talk to a horse, of course. And that is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. Ed. People yakety yak and speak and waste their time of day. But Mr. Ed would never speak unless he has something to say. Go right to the source and ask the horse. He'll give you the answer that you endorse. He's always on a steady course. I am Mr. Ed. Wilbur.
And now, Adam, I heard they put peanut butter on that poor horse's mouth to make his lips open. Do you think that's true?
I'm sure it is. But I mean, how bad? That's not. That's good. Like if I was him, I would want to have peanut butter on my lips.
No, I'm sure the horse probably enjoyed the peanut butter. I'm not saying it's animal abuse, but I heard that's how they made him look like he was talking. They'd stick peanut butter in his mouth.
Yeah, I think it was anything. Peanut butter, salsa, whatever. They basically just had him eat something.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait a minute. Andy Vierchow says it was training. So maybe they had hand signals and everything.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I also read that it was peanut butter, but I mean, who knows? We'll have to look it up and see, but I don't know.
I've even heard that it was wires, but I believe that because horses are pretty smart. I believe that's probably true. They probably did it by training.
Probably so. All right. So what I'm going to do, are you looking at the Trello at the moment?
I can be. I've got it up here. I'll take a look at it.
I'm only going to read two news stories. That is two news stories. And so I'm going to let you, based on just what you see in the Trello under the news column. Right. Now, news and music are not options. Everything below music. Based on the titles that I've put there, you can pick two stories.
All right. Adam, I'm going to have to ask you to. Okay. I thought I had it up, but I didn't. But I'm getting it up right now.
Do you need
just
help?
Just a slight delay. No, it's not that kind of getting it. Anyways, no, it's fine. You know what, Adam? Because my computer is being so slow, you should pick.
Okay. Well, I'm going to read them. I'm going to read you the titles and then you pick.
All right.
Bounce House. Oh. Stop Aging.
Oh.
Possums.
Mm.
And Pastor. Pastor.
All right. I love animals, so let's do possum.
Okay. All right. We will lead off with the possum story. An Alabama woman who found an opossum napping in her dresser drawer said she found a second possum in another drawer the next day, followed by a third.
Oh,
Brittany McLaney of Antioch said her mother, Judy, asked her to get her some clothes out of her dresser Saturday after undergoing rotator cuff surgery. When I reached in her panty drawer, there was this thing staring at me. I could see beady eyes. So I eased the drawer closed, McLaney told some newspaper that I've Andalusia Star News. She asked me if it was a mouse, McLaney said. I said, no, it's much bigger. It's either a possum or a raccoon. Mom says, open the drawer and let's get a look. So we eased the drawer out. The mother and daughter found themselves face to face with an opossum. Ooh. It just lays there staring at us, McLaney said. She said, go get Wayne. That's our neighbor and handyman. I literally ran over there. Wayne, it turns out, was sick, leaving McLaney to take care of the opossum herself. She said she used an old person grabber device to put the possum in a cardboard box.
Wait a minute! Wait! Just hold that thought! An old person, that's Annie Vera's food hook.
You know the claw arm thing that you know.
Yes, that's what Annie Vera uses.
I think that's what old people use. You know the old people who go for walks and they collect cans? And
yes.
You'll see them on the side of the road, like picking up the cans and they use those claw arms to get the cans off the side of the road.
Don't you think that's what Annie Vera's food hook is? I've always envisioned it that way.
Maybe it is. Oh, yeah, to reach the stuff on the top shelf of the pantry.
Yeah. Well, no, just at the side of his bed. He doesn't got to go to the pantry. Anyways.
I'm thinking of something when he said he had to get something at the top of the pantry and something fell over And then maybe I was dreaming that. I don't know. But I could have sworn he was cooking something and he had to reach at the top of the pantry and like the whole pantry fell on top of him or something.
Maybe. But in general, the food hook is used in the Vera Charles household when any Vera wants to get something on the side of his bed or something. He uses the food hook.
So anyway,
yeah,
there were three possums total found in this dresser, and they were getting in from, there was a trap door that had been removed behind the shower for some recent plumbing work, and the possums were getting in and for some reason just cozying up in the dresser, in the panty drawer. So,
I love all animals, but let's face it, possums are kind of creepy.
I'd rather have a possum in my panty drawer than an armadillo.
Oh, really?
Or a raccoon, because raccoons scare the crap out of me.
Well, they're fuzzy, though.
Raccoons scare me. So I went camping. I think I've told this story before, but Mark and I went camping when we'd only been together for maybe a year. And I'm like, I've got a great idea, a very cheap vacation. We'll go to the Buffalo River and we'll canoe. And we'll canoe halfway the first day. We'll find a little sandbar. And we'll put up a tent, we'll cook all our own food and everything, and we'll, you know, whatever.
This sounds like a horrible idea.
He goes right to sleep. I mean, we get in that tent, we watch a movie on, because you know it's 2015 or whatever. We watch a movie on our tablet, and then it's time to go to sleep. And he goes right to sleep. I'm hearing all these noises behind the tent, and like, I can't go to sleep. He is just snoring away, just sawing logs, whatever. No problem at all. Every little noise I hear, I'm like, you know, jumping. And so finally I'm like, I kind of poke him. I'm like, hey, are you awake?
Yeah.
Hey, well, I am now, you know, and I'm like, maybe we should go out and build the fire again. And because I look out the back of the tent and there was a raccoon staring at me.
Oh,
and I was like, they have rabies. He's gonna jump in here and bite me on the nose and give me rabies.
Yeah. And bite you on the nose.
Or whatever. Yeah. Bite me somewhere. All right. So I'll pick the second story.
All right. Go ahead.
And for this second story, it is going to be a pastor. Okay. A pastor was killed in front of his congregants trying to prove that he could walk on water like Jesus.
No, stop.
The pastor was trying to walk on water in the river when he was eaten by three crocodiles. The pastor, identified as Jonathan, I can't pronounce his last name, tried to demonstrate that he can walk across the river, which is known as Crocodile River. Church members said that pastor, whatever, fasted and prayed all day, all week long, actually, before embarking on the difficult feat to teach his congregants about faith.
This guy was asking for it.
So one of the church members said that the pastor taught the congregants about faith on Sunday, and he promised to demonstrate his faith to his followers. Unfortunately, he drowned, and his body was eaten by three large crocodiles in front of horrified onlookers.
Jesus Christ! You know, that's horrible, but I love the story anyways.
Can I just bring you in every episode and just have you laugh at my news stories? Because I love it so much. You're the only one that enjoys my news stories. You're now my favorite person in the world.
No, that can't be true.
Other than
that. But anyways, that story tickled my funny bone.
Well, that's the news.
Let's all sing happy birthday.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
It's time for the birthday segment where I'm going to play some musical cues for Toppy.
Yep.
And he is going to try to figure out whose birthday it is.
Yep. I'm going to ace this. I am totally ready and hyped.
La la la. La.
Okay. Have you like looked at all the, you know, all the birthday sites and like figured out, you know, whose birthday it was?
No, because that would be cheating. I am totally ready. I'm going to ace this.
All right.
Lay it on me, Adam.
Here is our first clue. So
That's obviously Tommy of the Who, and they're rocking out.
It is not Tommy of the Who.
Oh.
Any other guesses? It's a theme song to a television show.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus. Is there another clue?
There is.
Oh, well, that's helpful.
I know this has got to be obvious to you now.
I gotta tell you, there are some things that are familiar to me, but I have to say I'm baffled. I am baffled.
All right. Well, so the first one was the theme song to the Colbert Report. And the second one was a trombone remix of the late show of the theme to the Late Show with Stephen Colbert theme song.
Well, no wonder I never stay up that late, for heaven's sakes.
So yeah, it is. So any guesses with those two theme songs?
Well, it's Stephen, the Stephen guy. It's his birthday.
It is Stephen Colbert. I don't know how you got that. I mean,
it's amazing.
You are amazing. All right. Here is the next birthday.
No. All right. Okay. Very memorable theme by John Williams for the Indiana Jones movie.
It is Indiana Jones. I have one more if you'd like.
All right.
All right. Let me just... Now this one may not be as obvious as you think.
Oh.
So, but that was Indiana Jones.
Okay. All right, the equally memorable John Williams score to Star Wars.
It is Star Wars. Okay, I believe I do. Let me look here in my spreadsheet. I believe I have one more theme.
Now, the birthday, listen, can I jump in? The birthday must be Harrison Ford. Beep, beep. Oh, come on.
It's not Harrison
Ford.
What
is it, fucking Yoda? It can't be fucking.
Here's the next one.
God damn it.
One more song, and then maybe you'll have it after this song.
Right. 1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock.
George Lucas.
11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock.
Well, you got. I have to do both. Your first guess was wrong, but your second guess was right. It is George Lucas.
That's right, because George Lucas. Did American Graffiti.
He did, yeah. So George Lucas is 73. That was Indiana Jones, Star Wars, and American Graffiti. All right, very good. Here is our next birthday.
Uh-oh.
I really need to keep score of these because to see which co-host...
I should win a prize.
You know, gets the most of them right. Me. Any clue?
It's like centipede. It's Janet Jackson.
Oh, wow.
It's her birthday.
I'm so... Now that one, I am impressed because because a man of a certain age may or may not know Janet Jackson.
Perhaps, but I am ageless.
So Janet Jackson is 51 years old. She just had a baby and then divorced her husband. All right.
Yeah, that's the way you do it.
That's the way. So here is our next birthday. If you get this one, I will give you something.
Ooh. Ooh. These nights never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave. Will you hold my hand? Oh, won't you stay with me? 'Cause you're all I need.
Oh.
This ain't love,
oh,
it's clear
God.
To see. But darling, stay with me.
So, any clue?
Why am I so lonesome?
Well, it's one of these young emo guys that are out there. I need another clue, Adam. Can you give me another?
Let me see if I have another clue on this one.
If you don't, I don't know.
Surely I do.
Don't call me Shirley.
Surely I do. I do have another one. All of this guy's songs sound alike, though. So.
Can I lay by your side?
All right.
Next to you.
Listen. All right, Adam.
Yes?
I love this guy's sound. I love the way I dig him, but I don't know who he is. I have no idea.
All right. It is the lovely and gay and British Sam Smith.
Oh, my God. Mr. Mike 1972 deserves the credit. He guessed it in the chat room. I never would have guessed.
All right. We have two more.
All right.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
And I hope you're keeping score because I'm not. So,
Sure, I'm keeping score.
You got all of them right. Is that?
No matter how hard I try, you keep pushing me inside. I can't break through.
Oh my God.
There's no talking to you.
Oh yeah. Oh my God, Adam. When I was a club boy, this is what I would dance to.
Oh yeah?
Backwards. God, yeah, when I was thin and young and dancing around on meth. No, I wasn't on meth.
Now, I'm assuming you know who this is, but I do have a second song if you'd like a second one.
Well, I got to tell you, I don't know if it was just the recording, but it did not sound like Cher, but that would be my guess at this point. Cher.
It is. And here, we'll just listen.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way.
Yeah.
It is Cher. Cher is 71 years old.
That's right.
And, I saw a picture of her, and I don't have a problem with plastic surgery. I think, do it. You know, if you,
yeah.
It gives you that smooth skin. I mean, you do have a little bit of an alien look if you get too much plastic surgery, but heck.
Yeah.
Anyway, 71 years old. All right. Here is our last birthday.
All right. God damn. Bam, bam, bam. Bam, bam, bam. Oh my God! I know that song. Oh God! It's a 70s TV show. God damn it! It's fucking 1970s TV. God damn it! It's an action show. It wasn't MacGyver, was it MacGyver?
It has the first letter of the alphabet in the title.
Huh?
It has the first letter of the alphabet in the title.
Oh,
very
God,
prominently displayed in the title.
Shit. I know that song, but I can't think of it.
It's the A-Team.
Oh, my God.
Okay, are you ready for the next clue?
A-Team. All right, go ahead. All right, I know the answer. It's Mr. T.
I don't know whether that was a or a because you if I hadn't have told you the first theme, but yes, it is Mr. T.
Shut up, fool.
So or whatever he used to say.
I of the Tiger was when Mr. T was the adversary for Sylvester Stallone in I guess Rocky III.
So yeah, it is Rocky III, and I don't know if that's the one, but I knew he was in Rocky, one of them. Anyway, Mr. T is 65 years old. Fool.
Wow.
So yeah, those are the birthdays. So well, we don't Mr. Smelly.
Yes.
We do not have any contact, but I do want to remind everyone that Dubious Intent is still on the air. So if you would like to contact us, you can call 229-234-7587 and leave a voicemail. You can email contact@dubiousintent.com or just adamburns.uk@gmail.com would work as well. And then we maybe one day we'll be able to play the contact segment or the contact song again.
Yes. And Adam, I thought it was very nice of you to delay the recording of this little show tonight by an hour because I typically record Lotsel religiously at 9 p.m. on every Thursday night. And you stepped up and you said, I can record at 10.
Well, you know what? I appreciate you for coming on because, you know what, RT? I assumed we had no contact.
Uh-oh.
And apparently we had a death call. But I will play that next time. I'm sorry. I made an assumption, and I was in a hurry. I had no emails.
And you made an ass out of me.
Now you're basically calling me out because I actually didn't check the voicemail.
No.
But I'll play that next week. Thank you for keep calling because you may be the only contact we get on this show. But anyway, Taffy, I want to thank you for joining. Hopefully you'll do it again with me sometime.
I'd love to. I had a great time. Thank you.
I will need more co-hosts. You know, it's kind of hard to have rotating co-hosts. Because
I imagine it is.
I mean, first of all, you don't know if you're going to have chemistry. And then, second of all, it's hard to find someone who can fit it into the schedule. And so I really need a producer to call all these folks ahead of time and like schedule them in. Because
if not a producer, an intern.
Yeah, an intern, something like that. And, you know. I don't know how to work this one in. This is really difficult. I don't know how to work this in.
What?
And I don't know how to work it in. And three, two. Dubious Intent was written and recorded. Under Creative Commons. You can give us a call at the voicemail line. That's 229-234-7587.
7587.
Yeah, you can email us, contact@dubiousintent.com. And you can reach Toppy over at, oh my gosh, is it thesmellcast.com? What's your URL?
Thesmellcast.com.
Yeah, and you can also hear him on Lotsel. And you can hear him over at Pride 48 on the weekend of June 23rd through the 25th.
Oh my God, that's right, when we do our live little shoots.
Yeah, and so, anyway, once again, thank you for joining me this evening. And we will definitely have you back. You know, I thought our chemistry was great. I thought we had some good chemistry.
Oh, my God, it was delightful. In all sincerity, it was wonderful. I enjoyed it tonight, Adam.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.
Starting June 23rd, ending June 25th.
2017.
This one's explosive.
It's the Pride 48 2017 Summer Live Streaming Weekend!
All your favorite little shoes.
Streaming live!
June 23rd, 24th, and 25th.
Why can't I have a candy bar?
Stand by for all of this and more.
For the latest information, go to pride48.com.
Wow.
Sorry, I muted you for a second.
Oh, that's fine.